Random House Audio presents Start Over, Finish Rich, 10 Steps to Get You Back on Track in 2010 by David Bach. This is David Bach. Step 1. Recommit to wealth. Is it possible to finish rich anymore? Early in the summer of 2009, I was walking down Greenwich Street in Manhattan when a woman I didn't know stepped in front of me. "You're David Bach, aren't you?" she said. When I admitted I was, she told me her name was Georgia and that she'd read nearly all my books, starting with Smart Women Finish Rich, more than a decade ago. I grinned, and as I always do when I meet a reader, I asked her, "Have my books helped you?" "Yes," she said, "a ton." But then she stopped. "You know," she said, "I was doing great. I felt like I was finally on track and was doing everything right. But now it's all falling apart." I asked Georgia to explain what had happened. Slowly at first, Georgia began to tell me her story. "You see, about 5 years ago, I had nothing and I was looking to get my financial life back on track. So I read your books and got going. I started paying myself first. I signed up for my 401k plan at work. I saved 10% of my income, just like you said, and I set up a college savings account for my daughter. I was really building up a nest egg, and it felt great. I had nearly $70,000 in savings, plus 6 months' worth of expenses set aside in an emergency account, and I had finally paid off my credit cards. Even better, I bought a house, then I rented it out, and I bought a second home that I live in today, and I put it all on automatic pilot, just like you suggested in The Automatic Millionaire. The thing is," she said, "now it feels like it was all for nothing." George then proceeded to share a brutal list of financial woes. As a result of the stock market slump, her 401k account had dropped by more than a third, along with the balance in the 529 plan she'd started for her daughter's education. At the same time, her house had declined so much in value that it was not only worth less than she had paid for it, it was barely worth what she owed on her mortgage. To make matters worse, the guy who was renting her other house had lost his job and was way behind on the rent. And she herself had suffered a pay cut, which forced her to dip into her security account, the balance of which was rapidly dwindling. "I got so sick of watching my 401k and 529 plans lose money that I stopped saving," she added. She shook her head sadly. "I just don't get it," she said. "Was I wrong to have saved diligently and done all those things you advise people like me to do? I mean, where has it gotten me?" Georgia looked up at me and sighed. "What do I do now, David?" she asked me. "Is it even worth it to try and start over? I've lost my motivation and my courage." The secret to finishing rich is you can't give up. Georgia's story hit me at my core. That's because her story, or some variation of it, is shared by millions of Americans, maybe including you. Maybe you were like Georgia and you did everything right, or maybe you never got started on the right financial road in the first place, and now you're not sure if there is a point in trying. Either way, you are probably wondering if it is still possible in today's economy for someone like you, even if you don't know a lot about money, even if you don't make a lot of money, to become financially secure. Well, I'll tell you what I told Georgia. The answer is yes. Yes, you can start over or get started in the first place. And yes, you can still finish rich, even in this economy. But you can't start over and finish rich if you give up. You have to get back up off the ground, dust yourself off, and keep going. Recessions like the one we have just experienced are not fun. They are gut-shattering, and they take a long time to recover from. But we do recover. What's more, the aftermath of a recession is the ideal environment in which to lay the foundation for a secure, financially independent future. Although the economy has already come a long way back from where it was in the winter of 2008 and 2009, both real estate values and stock prices are still way below the peaks they hit in 2006 and 2007. In other words, there are bargains, in some cases, phenomenal bargains to be had. More importantly, recessions can be a great time to reset your financial life, your goals, and your values. Don't give up. Get going. This is your year. As I told Georgia, this is not the time to quit. This is the time to get started again. Georgia was on the right track, and the worst thing she could do would be to give up. The same goes for you. So please, for the next few hours, let's set aside the doom and the gloom. Instead, let's focus on what we can do to get you back on track financially. Yes, the economy did have the equivalent of a heart attack, but don't think that means the rules for the steady, lifelong accumulation of wealth have somehow changed. They haven't. Indeed, not only do they still apply as much as they ever did, but there has never been a better time to recommit yourself to them than right now. I'm serious about this. I believe that the post-recession period we're in now offers a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to build wealth and start over. That's why I'm willing to make this promise. If you are willing to take the 10 action steps I'm going to share with you in this program, starting with this first step of regaining your belief in yourself and your future, you will be able to start over and you will finish rich. The truth is, you really don't have a choice. Like everyone else, you need to get going again. And together, we can. Sometimes life requires you to hit the reset button. So listen to a little more of what I told Georgia. I assured her that the course she had been on was the right one, and that to stop saving now would be a huge mistake. I said that when the stock market is down, you have the opportunity to buy good stocks at fire sale prices, and that the stocks or shares in mutual funds that she bought today could easily turn out to be the most profitable investments she ever made. I said that real estate values go up and down and back up again, and that as long as she was able to pay her mortgage, she would continue to build wealth and independence. And if she couldn't pay her mortgage, she would still have options. Furthermore, I pointed out that the whole point of having an emergency fund is to draw on it in an emergency. So the fact that she was doing that wasn't a bad thing. To the contrary, it meant that her financial plan was working exactly as it was intended to. And I suggested that she was way more in control of her future than she realized. Perhaps most important, I told her that there are as many, if not more, opportunities to build wealth during recessions and the recoveries that follow them as there are during the boom times. But you won't get anywhere if you are too scared or feel too defeated to do anything. You have to have a plan based on action. Doing nothing is the worst choice you can make. You have to hit the reset button and start over. The truth is that hitting the reset button is what recessions are all about. When we go through a recession, we are forced to reset how we live, what we think we want, need, and hope for. And that is often a good thing. Much of the last great boom of wealth building was built on an illusion. There was this crazy idea that it was okay to spend more than we made because our homes would always go up in value. In fact, the idea that we could always borrow on the equity in our homes to pay for stuff we didn't really need was a fantasy that eventually turned into a nightmare. Now it is time to wake up and deal with a new reality. The real world is a place where we save before we spend, where we build up our emergency accounts, where we plan to fund our own retirement instead of counting on the government, where we pay down what we owe on credit cards and our home mortgages. It may sound boring, but when it comes to money, boring is good. In fact, it's more than good. It's rock solid, and it works. The good news, I assured Georgia, is that despite how she might feel, she was still in charge of her life. How she handled the next few years would determine how quickly she overcame the challenges that life had thrown at her, and whether she would ultimately be stronger and smarter and richer for it. It is in difficult times that we learn what we are made of. This is true for both us as a country, and more important, as individuals. It is always the difficult times that make us who we really are and show us who we ultimately want to be. So I gave Georgia a hug, and I reminded her that her future was in her hands.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?